This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
That's right. We are riding with the king. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giulio, the Midday Show, joining us right now, as he does every Tuesday, and he's sponsored here by Comcast Business, is the king, Howard Eskin. Howard, how you doing today?
You know what? It's just a fine day as we get ready for the next Keith Victor win. It's just, how much better could it be?
Wait a minute. Did I just hear you say the Sixers win tonight?
I said we're getting ready for the next two Sixers wins. Now, does that go into next season?
See, you tricked everyone, Howard.
So, Howard, my question to you is this. Does it feel like Joel Embiid and James Harden figured it out and learned how to coexist with one another from the other game?
Did you watch the fourth quarter?
Yes, you and Joe are stuck on that fourth. Yeah, you know what? I saw a team, you know, pull themselves up by the bootstraps and go into overtime and win a game. Yes, I did.
Yeah, and you saw a three-point shot. That how many times is that going to happen in the last 10 seconds of the game to win the game? You know, how many times is that going to happen? How many times are the Celtics not going to do the right thing defensively in that game? You take your bootstraps, and I need more than bootstraps for them to win the game. Now, here's reality. The reality is the Sixers, yes. Can they win Thursday night or tomorrow night? Tonight. What's it? Tonight?
Tonight, yeah.
Tonight.
Can they win? I'm already looking at Thursday's game six. Can they win tonight? Sure they can. I know you listen to some fans and they feel really confident. No, they got it figured out. They're playing together just like you. Just like you. They got it figured out. Well, why did it take them this long to figure it out? And you know, and how many times does Harden back up those kind of games with another good game? I mean, it's a simple question, right? Do you have confidence that he can put two of those in a row together? Here's a better question for you, and I asked that Mitt with Kyle. Who has a better chance of winning the next two, the Sixers or the Celtics?
It's the Celtics.
I agree with that. That doesn't mean they will. That means they can. And, Joe, I think I heard you say earlier that if the Sixers play their best game, I don't know if you said they can or they will win the game. Well, did we forget that the Celtics can play their best game, too? If both teams play their best game, who wins the game?
Probably the Celtics. I think I was saying if Embiid and Harden both play at their very best, I think the Sixers win. But that doesn't happen very often, unfortunately.
Well, and you know, the Celtics are a good team. Now, have they screwed up a couple of times throughout the playoffs? Yeah, they get a little, it seems like they get a little lackadaisical. But they really are, they're a better defensive team, and they're a good team. Now, that doesn't mean the best team wins. So, you know, that's what people have to hang their hat on. Why is the number 7.5 tonight?
It's Howard, I said it yesterday. It's a very big number. Of all the next games, right, whether it be the Knicks last night were like 4.5-point dogs, the Warriors were like 3.5-point. This is the biggest one of all the next games. Even tonight, I think the Suns are, what, you've had 4-point underdogs. Like, it's by far the biggest number.
Yeah, I said before the two games in Philadelphia, I think the Sixers will split. Of course, people were whining about that. And whoever wins game five wins the series, which happens in all series. That's what it comes down to. And that some guy said he was happy Joel Embiid shoots 50%. Well, what is the guy 7'2"? I need him to shoot more than 50%. I need him to play his best games. And they do a pretty good job defensively on the things they have to do. Now, they didn't do a good enough job, but the Sixers just score less points. You want in Philadelphia, you want the Sixers to win. I understand that, and I'm totally feel for the fans. And I talked to somebody this morning. The Sixers are going to win. I said, well, everybody hopes so, but that's pretty tough. That's pretty tough to go up there. When's the last time they won two in a row? When's the last time the Celtics lost two in a row? I think it's been a while.
Yeah, it probably has. Yeah, it probably has. Howard, what did you make of the fourth quarter with Embiid? Obviously, he recovered. He was better in overtime, and they finished it off. But what did you think watching that? That was a pretty poor fourth quarter by Joel.
It's a lot of tough minutes. He's not used to playing those kind of difficult minutes. And I think he's not in shape, and I don't know that. But he's not the kind of player that you would feel confident about with a lot of minutes. And I think that's part of it. I think he's just, and they work you so hard. Al Horford, who would have figured Al Horford? when they got rid of him, they said, Al Horford. Had a nice job for him. Not a great player, but he does. I mean, who would you rather have, Al Horford or Tobias Harris?
Al Horford. I mean, I know obviously it was fit issue with the Sixers, but yeah, I mean, Al Horford's a better player.
Yeah, and those are the kind of guys that can win you games in different ways. Tobias Harris is just a guy. Not going to win you a game. He's not going to lose you a game. But Al Horford can win you some games with the way he plays. So that's what it comes down to. I can't get away from the fact that the Celtics are a better team. Do we not? That doesn't mean the best team wins. Do we not all agree that the Celtics are a better team?
No, I agree. And I also agree with the other adage you said, that the best team doesn't always win.
Right. Yeah, okay. And I'm just trying to keep you happy.
Yeah, but my question to you is this. Who has the bigger contribution tonight? Is that Tyrese Maxey or Tobias Harris?
Well, I think it's got to be Maxey. I don't have any confidence in Tobias Harris. It's got to be Max, but the flow of the offense just doesn't include everybody the way probably it should. And that's been my issue. We know that Joel Embiid is a terrific player. We know how talented he is. But the offense just doesn't flow. You need him in there. I mean, I'm not saying you can't play him, but it just doesn't flow the way you need it to flow against a team like the Celtics. Now, against other teams, that probably works because you don't need all that flow and you don't need all those people involved. It just doesn't seem like the offense moves the same. But Maxey, you need a third guy. You need a third guy if you're going to beat the Celtics. You need a third guy, and that has to be Maxey. If you're open for Tobias Harris, man, I'm telling you, you're going to have a long wait.
Yeah, I was going to say, don't hold your breath. You're going to pass out waiting for that thing. All right, we're talking to Howard Eskin here, Ryan with the King. Howard, do you want to take credit for kind of, pushing or bullying Rob Thompson into changing the lineup here? We heard all weekend.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about
you
that.
Asking him, and then and you even said he told you he was going to leave it for a while, but then he changed it.
Well, he wasn't really honest. When you go back and I went back and listened to it, he said, I said for the time being. I said, no, and I didn't challenge him on what was Sunday. He didn't say for the time being. He said, I'm going to do it for a while and see how it goes. So he had enough. If I take credit, people will, call me a bigger sleep hole than they always do. So I can't do that. He did what he had to do. Probably took him too long. Here's something for you, and researched it in the press box. I asked him, and I didn't put up that place on Twitter. I said, have you ever seen a guy in baseball that had 46 home runs and less than 100 RBIs? He says, I don't know. So I checked it. There's only two guys, and that's by leading off, two guys in the history of this fine game that have 46 or more home runs and less than 100 RBIs.
Who we have? Who is it?
One is Schwarber,
mm-hmm.
and one is Soriano, who led off for Washington in 2006. And Schwarber is the worst. He has 94 RBIs with 46 or more home runs. And Soriano had 95 RBIs with 46 home runs.
So it's good research. If we move it down to 45 and 90, though, Howard, I got a guy named Barry Bonds for you that did it once. 45 homers, 90 RBIs.
Mm.
But Barry Bonds didn't lead off.
Right.
You can't expect, you know, I'm so tired of hearing about walks. You know, I gave them numbers. You heard I gave them numbers.
Well, they're important. Walks help you score runs.
Yeah, but you got what? I'll ask you the same question that I asked the skipper, Topper. I said, what is better, a hit or a walk? And he looked at me like I was crazy. I said, doesn't a hit drive in run? He says a walk can too. I said, come on, what drives?
Well, he's right. You load the bases, the walk drives the run in.
Stop.
It's about scoring runs.
Okay, so if that's the case, I'm going to take credit for it. All right?
No. Well, you know what? If it doesn't work tonight, you get the blame. That's fine.
Hey, did he hit a home run with a man on base?
Yes, he did. Yes.
I found my nut.
How about that? You know, he's got the lowest percentage of anybody in baseball over the last year of hitting home runs with men on base.
That's fine. They went to the World Series last year. All I know is we yell about this.
They went to the World Series because the St. Louis manager.
Oh, stop it. Dope. We yell about this, yet their pitching has stunk for most of the year. That's the problem, Howard. That's the real problem.
And I agree with you. The pitching is a bigger issue than Schwarber hitting one or down a lot. How about Rob Thompson saying, well, you know, he feels really comfortable in the 5-0 after the game once. Oh, really? Okay. He laughed when he said it. You know, he should never. They have leadoff hitters. Kyle Schwarber should never again, unless everybody's hurt, hit leadoff for the Phillies.
I disagree, but you won this little battle here. All right, Howard, let's end with this.
I won a lot of them. Okay.
The war you're losing. All right. Eagles, the rookie minicamp started. Sirianni kind of, you know, it was kind of interesting. Asked about cutting the practice off a little short. What have you heard about Jalen Carter? Is he in the shape they need him to be?
You know, I'm going to give you Nick Sirianni's line. I'm not worried about it now. I'm worried about it. He better get in shape by the time camp comes along. And I think they have people there, and it's not just the players. I think they have people there that can push them and get them there. So, that's a mistake, you know, where they drafted him. But he's so talented, sometimes you just got to take the shot. And they believe, with all the research they've done, and with the people they have there, they can get him in shape. So I don't know that a lot of the other players are in shape. I'm going to agree with Terry. What did he cut the practice short? Let me tell you, he said he cut the practice short. There was a news conference scheduled with the players at a certain time. They were 10, 15 minutes after when it was scheduled. So did they cut it short, or did he just say that to try to protect Jalen Carter? I don't know. You know, we cut it short. I'm sure they got everything in. I'm sure they got everything in. Because so that part of it is, you know, the BS meter went up on that.
That meter goes up around here a lot. I mean, that meter's flaring.
Well, you know, from 6 to midnight, it goes up a lot on WIP.
Well, that's for sure. That is true. You're right about that. All right, Howard, we'll talk to you soon. Enjoy the game tonight.
Have a good one.
And you too. You guys have a wonderful day, because I'm rooting for you.
All right, Howard. There he goes. Howard Eskin, we appreciate it.